the city of Urban Town. Despite the crime and corruption which infest the streets, the citizens of this bustling metropolis sleep soundly at night, knowing they are protected by two great defenders of truth and justice. He is Detective Danger, a cunning master of mystery and illusion. She is the Amazon, an ancient warrior of nearly limitless power. As they seek to defend the citizens of this fair city from the forces of darkness, they are comrades in arms. In their everyday life, not so much.
This episode, a Midsummer's Fight theme.
A lot has been written over the years about the differences between love and lust. Now, don't go covering up the children's ears just yet. If you know what lust is, you don't need me to talk any more about it. And if you're too young to know what lust is, well, enjoy it while you can, kid. Life will be much easier for you if you can figure out how to stay that way. My point is that there is a precursor to both love and lust. It's called opportunity. There's no love at first sight if you don't actually see each other. There are no high school sweethearts if one of the concerned parties is busy getting their doctorate. Admittedly, lust is a little less picky, but the presence of a convenient coat closet can sometimes seal the deal. Love or lust, opportunity can be a powerful force. Take two people stranded on a desert island, for instance. That's enough to make you overlook bad teeth, halitosis, and possibly a birthmark in the shape of a horse's posterior. We therefore must be careful of opportunity, folks. We all know how screwed up life can get when lust walks in the door. And since love, as they say, conquers all, well, good luck to you if you have to save yourself from it.
I'm sorry, B. At what point did I make this sound like this was open for debate?
Right around the time you asked me to do this story.
I didn't ask. I'm telling you. You have to cover this.
And that, Corey, is the point of debate.
B, this is a puff piece. Puff pieces are easy. That's why we call them puff pieces. They're light, they're whimsical, and they certainly shouldn't require a busy editor like myself to argue with a reporter for 20 minutes just to get her to do a simple little puff piece.
We've only been arguing for 15 minutes. I've got five more before that complaint becomes relevant.
Look, I don't get what your problem is. One of television's most beloved children's entertainers, Mr. Thesaurus, has asked the actress who plays Happy the Hippopotamus to marry him. They're getting married this weekend in what promises to be a happy and uplifting story which I want you to cover. What possible reasons could you have to object to that?
Okay, everything you just said there, those are my reasons.
This is an easy assignment.
Then get someone else to do it.
You get to go to the reception.
I'd rather die of dysentery.
There won't be any children at the reception.
Keep talking.
It's an open bar.
You drive a hard bargain, Corey, but it looks like you found the woman for this job.
Then you're in?
I'm in.
Good. Then get out. Things were so much easier when I was trying to blow up the city.
Barkeep, service here, I say.
How can I help you, ma'am?
I'm about to test your skill in your chosen profession. What's your name?
Francis.
Francis with a champagne flute. Nice to meet you. Put away the bubbly handsome. Let me ask you a question. I just sat through a wedding in a 104-degree church. I was assigned to cover the wedding for a newspaper, so I knew nobody in the room. Since I knew nobody, they seated me up in the balcony.
I think in a church it's called a choir loft.
Duly ignored. Mm-hmm. May I tell you who else was in the balcony? 20 screaming children who were alternately complaining that the organ was too loud and then shattering all decibel levels by demanding to see the girl in the hippo suit kiss Mr. Thesaurus.
She wore the costume to the wedding.
Oh, I don't think so. The travesty she wore for her dress gave off more of a warthog vibe. In any case, after the two-hour ceremony during which the mother of the bride, the mother of the groom, three bridesmaids, four ushers, and the preacher all managed to fall asleep, we then spent another hour and a half waiting to escape through the receiving line. And of course, the balcony was allowed to leave after everybody else. Now, dear Francis, given this data, can you tell me what I want to drink?
May I ask some clarifying questions?
If they're quick.
You have no interest in any of this besides covering it for nosy people you probably don't care about.
Correct.
Do you have any children of your own who like Mr. Thesaurus?
No.
Do you like children?
I couldn't eat a whole one.
All right, then.
What you making, Francis?
Given your diagnosis, it doesn't matter, but it's a triple.
Are you single?
Nah, I made my wife a quadruple when I first met her.
I love romantic stories.
Hey, pal, let me have anything, as long as it's a double.
As you wish.
I know that voice.
I know that voice.
You!
Can we make that a triple, please?
And I'll be needing a refill right about now.
Let me guess. The standard asks you to cover the wedding.
Can't talk now. Drinking! What in the name of all that's holy are you doing here?
I saved Happy the Hippopotamus from a bank robbery charge.
I hate the fact that you have a better story than I do.
Here's your drink. Can I ask?
A bunch of punks stole the hippo suit and went on a bank robbery spree. But just to be smart, Alex, they kept returning the suit to her dressing room. While everyone else was trying to watch the suit, I was watching the other banks in the area, and I managed to catch the idiots.
Isn't that a needlessly complex plan to get away with robbing banks?
It's a good thing you're a decent bartender, Francis. After that remark, you're not qualified to be a supervillain.
Have you seen Hero yet?
Is she here?
Claude's a caterer, and she's playing waitress to save him some manpower.
He didn't ask you to put on an apron?
I don't have the right temperament for service position.
And you mess up the drink orders.
Yes, but that's on purpose, so Claude stops asking me to help.
Pull the other one.
Hey, guys.
Oh, hello, my dear sister-in-law.
Did you two find your table yet?
Our table?
As in one table at which the two of us must sit?
Together?
Are we doing this again?
I think that's a yes.
How's that other drink coming?
I'm supposed to show people to their seats. Your people, your seats are over there. Let's go.
One more for each of you.
If you ever get divorced.
Come on.
Is there a reason why you refuse to believe that we genuinely don't like each other?
Yeah. You keep sitting at the same tables at weddings. Now shut up and sit down. You don't have to sit next to each other. There's someone else's name card on the seat between you. Someone by the name of...
My name is Robin, my good fellows.
I have to say, for such an expensive venue, the staff does not do such a good job of cleaning. I saw a moth in the restroom, and if you look up, there are cobwebs in the chandelier.
Well, I'll make a note of it in my report, but I'm pretty sure my editor won't care.
Oh, you're a writer, too.
B. Artino, reporter for The Standard.
P.S. Blossom, I wrote the children's books Mr. Thesaurus was based on.
Benny Zula, I'm a huge fan.
You are not.
I am if it annoys you. Miss Blossom, are there any crackers or any of that spicy spread left? I'm starving.
I'm sorry. All gone, down to the last mustard seed.
Hey, big brother.
Hey, Claude. I didn't think I'd see you. I was pretty sure you'd be stuck in the kitchen all day.
Normally I would be, but the bride and groom aren't here yet.
They're certainly taking their sweet time.
You're telling me. All the prep work is done. I can send out the first course almost as soon as they get here, but until then, I'm pretty much sitting on my hands.
Yeah, I know wedding photographs take a while, but isn't this pushing it? Shouldn't the happy couple be here by now? It's been, what, an hour?
I'm not sure. The clock in the kitchen stopped working.
Huh. That's weird. My watch stopped, too.
You're kidding.
Why would I kid about that? It's not even a little bit funny.
Then you're going to find this hysterical. Look.
Your watch stopped, too.
Okay, that's weird.
Oh, I think we've officially crossed the line into freaky bizarre weird.
Yes! It's almost like the entire building was surrounded by a mystical energy vortex, which means no matter how much time passes outside, not a single moment passes in here. What, too obvious?
Robin, was it?
Why, yes, Mr. Zula.
I don't think I caught exactly how you came to be invited to this wedding.
Oh, that's easy. I crashed the party.
Robin?
Yes, Miss Artino.
Are you by any chance here to kill us all?
No! No, 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 no. Well, maybe. Mostly I'm here to meet an old friend. You see, about 800 years ago, I asked a certain young lady for an innocent little kiss. She said no. So I've decided to come and visit her again, see if she's changed her mind.
Did you say 800 years?
Of course I did, silly boy. I was young myself then. I've grown up a lot. For instance, then I would have turned you into a patch of lichen for interrupting me. Now I will just pop you back into the kitchen where you belong.
Claude.
He is unharmed. Now sit down before I lose my temper. Good. As I was saying, what better place than a wedding to try to win the heart of my darling Amazon?
The Amazon?
Know a lot of other 800-year-old girls, do we? She's somewhere in this room. I can sense her. And all she has to do to stop all these people from being trapped in the most boring wedding reception for all eternity is to give me one little kiss.
That's all.
That's it entirely. Of course, if I just happen to be enchanted in such a way that whoever kisses me will become my willing slave for 100 years, well, all's fair in love and war.
Why are you telling this to us?
Because she's been near you. I can smell her on both of you. One or both of you can bring her into this world. And that's the only possible chance these people have to get out of here before they all grow beards longer than Rip Van Winkle. Oh, and I am including the women, by the way.
Hey, pal, I'm not one to tell a guy how to go about wooing a woman. But I know the Amazon. Come on too strong with her, and, she'll crush your head in.
Oh, she is one of the few beings on this earth that could kill me. But she's smarter than that. If I die, the spell doesn't go away. She'll be trapped here with the rest of you until... Well, there is no until. It will never end. Ever.
So you're saying the only way out of this is for the Amazon to kiss you?
Oh, you poor innocent thing. They teach you humans so little about magic these days. There's always another way to break the spell, my dear. But fortunately, I'm the only one who knows it, and I'm not telling.
Well, okay then. So, what does happen next?
I thought that was obvious. You give me the Amazon.
Doesn't look like she's here.
Cute, Miss Artino. Very cute. I know she has an anchor to this reality. Maybe a necklace, maybe a shield, maybe just an innocent hunk of rock. Could be anything, really. The only thing I know is that one of you knows how to activate it.
You know what? You're right. It's a magical belt buckle. Thing is, I'm not wearing it just now. It didn't go with the suit. So if you'll just let us go, I'll run home and fetch it.
Oh, that was rich! Beautiful, Mr. Zula. It's so refreshing to have a mortal to play with. Usually they're cowering in fear. Touching.
I think you can pretty much be assured that we're not going to rat out the Amazon.
I'm sure you believe that. Of course, what you believe and what the truth is are often two very different things. For instance, if you look across the room to that man in the brown jacket, well, his name is Thomas, and I'm sure he believes it's not possible for his snout to grow 5 times bigger in the next few seconds.
Hey, what's going on?
And that poor man over there. I'm sure poor Peter doesn't believe I can make his skin green. Or pink. Or even a lovely shade of quince.
Are you done playing around?
I'm never done playing. But I'll put everything back for the moment. Now, my good fellows, I'm going to go get some cake. I like cake. And since we'll be together for a very long time, I should keep my strength up. Get me the Amazon.
Are we in as deep as I think we are?
I don't know. I can't see for all the shovels we're surrounded by.
I don't suppose you know how to defeat a magic spell.
I know you think of me as a witch, but that's not something we covered in my boarding school.
Roger that. So we are as thoroughly out of options as I think we are.
We haven't tried the direct approach.
Hitting him with a chair?
Think we could?
Not even a little. But even if we did, I don't think knocking him out would end the spell.
You're probably right.
You know I've been stalling on this, right?
What?
B, I know you have some kind of connection with the Amazon. You're her friend. She said it, and you've printed it.
Granted.
So, do you have some way to get her?
Assume, for a minute, the answer is yes. You think I want my friend within 1,000 yards of this psychopath?
I admit he's not Bachelor of the Year, but she might be the only one who can stop him.
Benny, I understand the concept of the two of us being stuck here together is terrifying to the very depth of both our souls, but believe it or not, I can trump that on your list of nightmares.
To what are you referring?
Imagine this. Someone with all the power of Captain Nutcase over there and the entranced Amazon at his beck and call.
You think there's any way she'd kiss him?
I think our friend over there really likes playing with a stacked deck.
Can you talk to the Amazon? Maybe get some idea how to handle this?
I can do that.
Gotcha. Okay, I'll get our new playmate busy. You get some intel from our 8-foot compatriot.
Benny?
Yeah?
Be careful. I don't want him to give you the head of a donkey or anything.
I didn't know you cared.
I don't, but you're annoying enough as it is.
Yeah, well, it takes one to know one.
Okay, now I'm scared.
Why?
You only do really crappy banter when you're terrified.
I'll be fine.
No dying.
You neither.
You've been awfully quiet, Selena.
He would have sensed me speaking to you.
So you do know him?
We have met more often than I care to admit. He is called the Merry Wanderer.
Can he sense you now?
I do not believe so. We are well shielded by this table you are hiding under.
You're mocking me, aren't you?
I do not get the chance often.
So what's the plan?
We change places. Then I beat him soundly until he begs for mercy, and I make him release the spell.
Selena, I know you're a fan of the direct approach, and I admit the sound of Robin crying like a girl holds a certain appeal for me, too. On the other hand, that feels an awful lot like playing right into his hands.
Do you have another suggestion?
Nothing comes to mind.
Shall we wait under this table until one of us thinks of something?
Do you have another suggestion?
Nothing comes to mind.
Good afternoon, young man. Would you be interested in joining the Society for the Nurturing of Unusual Gardens? The bride is a major contributor to Snug.
No, thanks. I've never been much of a joiner. Excuse me.
Ah, Mr. Zula, have you come to hand over the Amazon to me?
Do you see her behind me?
Not at all.
Well, there you go then.
Would it make any difference if I changed that young lady into a robin? Or perhaps a starveling?
Nah, I met her. She's a bird brain already.
Oh, you're here to play. Oh, I love it. There you stand, terrified, out of your mind, and you've come to engage me in a battle of wits. Did I mention I can hear your heartbeat? Smell the fear in your sweat? Oh, don't feel bad, fellow. You should be terrified of me. I can do things you can't even imagine.
That's nice and non-specific.
Excuse me?
I might not be able to smell you, but I'm good at reading a poker face. You might be pretty sure you can handle me, but you don't have a very specific plan.
I'm a creature of chaos!
Yeah, I'm guessing that's just about right, which means it's been very hard for you to plan this shenanigan.
Ooh, what a fun word!
And you're easily distracted, so I'm guessing that you're playing this mostly by ear.
And you think that helps you?
You've been planning this for, what, 100 years? And the best you've come up with is trap the Amazon in a room with you and hope for the best?
Oh, Mr. Zula, you're so clever. All that work just to make me tell you my plan. All you needed to do was ask.
Just ask?
Yes!
You're going to tell me your plan if I ask?
I am!
Then how are you going to get the Amazon to kiss you?
I'm going to make myself irresistible.
Obviously.
Oh, I'm not being cryptic. You see those two young couples over there?
You mean the two boys drooling over the short girl, ignoring the tall one?
I do indeed. And you'll notice the tall young lady is pining over one of those young men.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what does this look like to you?
A purple flower.
Excellent! You're not colorblind! And you can tell the difference between an herb and a flower. Now, Watch what happens when that young man gets a whiff of the scent of this flower.
Oh, Helen, my darling, I've been so blind.
There, you see? He's fallen head over heels with the first girl he sees. Impressive, no?
Well, except for one thing. That was the wrong boy.
What?
Helen, the tall one. She was making puppy dog faces at the other boy.
Well, but... Oh, who cares? The point is, the moment the Amazon gets within 3 feet of me, she'll get a whiff of some love-me-good.
Yeah. Only one problem with that.
What's that?
Hello, Puck. I have decided to start by breaking your knuckles. It has been some time since I have broken any bones that small.
Same old Amazon.
You can save yourself pain by releasing these people.
Not before I blow you a kiss.
What on earth?
Amazon, don't look at him.
Spoil sport.
Benny Zula, friend of Beatrice.
Why are you looking at me like that?
Come here.
What are you...
No! No, that is not how this goes.
What just... Magic flower.
What?
He's got a magic flower which makes people go gaga.
What?
Oh, don't get me wrong. That was nice. It was very nice. I'm just gonna stop talking now.
When you are 8 feet tall, blushing is unseemly.
One small favor?
Yes.
Would you put me down?
Of course.
If you two lovebirds are through... Ah!
I present you with two choices. You may drop the flower, or I will remove your arm.
All right. It's on the floor.
Now, release your spell, or I will remove your arm.
What, the same threat? No creativity, nothing fresh and exciting?
This is not a game.
Oh, maybe not, sweet cheeks, but you know me. I never stop playing.
Oh!
A little present from a wind sprite, I know. And now for the distraction. A wall of flame surrounding you and me, my darling. Now give us a kiss by romantic firelight.
Oh, please.
What are you doing with that candle? My firewall!
Have you forgotten that I am of the old world? The real is always greater than the magical. It took no more than the spark from a candle to douse your entire wall.
I hate it when they're educated. Very well, then. How about this? One giant serpent. Now, all you need to defeat him is a real snake. Good luck finding one of those.
I grew up slaying monsters, Puck.
Maybe. But while you're fighting this one, I'll think of something else. And it keeps going on and on, and sooner or later one of these beasties is going to kill one of these innocent people, and you won't be able to stop it. Or you could give me what I want. Come, why prolong the inevitable? I can summon an army of creatures, and you're just one person.
Yeah. But she got a heck of a backup singer.
Who the blazes are you?
They call me Detective Danger. Good night, sweet prince.
Oh, sleeping needles. I bet these work really well on humans.
How did I know that was going to happen?
It is good to see you, old friend.
You too, beautiful. Now, I left my snake-charming flute at home, so I guess we'll have to do this the hard way.
Oh, you are a flirt.
Stop with the cutesy stuff. Come, my creature, attack!
Frightening. At least it would be if that's where I was actually standing.
Oh, an illusionist. This is going to be fun.
Are you ready, detective?
Just say the word.
Selena, stop.
Wait.
That wasn't the word I was looking for.
I figured it out. I know how to break the spell, but it's something you can't do. It has to be me. I know you want to play Clobber the Serpent. But I need to get to Hero. Please, Selena.
What's going on?
Detective Danger, can you keep this monster busy and keep these people safe by yourself?
You want me to play the distraction while you run off and save the day behind the scenes, don't you?
That is it, exactly.
Have fun. Don't stay out too late.
Wait a minute! She's the one I want. What makes you think I'm going to let her escape?
May I?
Oh, I insist.
Ow!
He really needs to stay more than an arm's length away from you. And now a trusty tablecloth. Never did learn that trick. Anyway, we cover the crazy hocus-pocus guy like so, and you can make a clean getaway.
Fight well.
All right, Mr. Scaly Pants, I didn't forget you. This is officially gonna stink.
Hero. Good, you're safe.
Snake!
What? Yes, it's a snake.
Big snake!
It's not looking at us. Detective Danger is keeping it busy.
Really? Big!
Good, you forget about the snake already. Look at me. I need you to find Claude.
Claude! Oh my gosh, where is he?
If I knew that, I wouldn't need you to find him. I think Laughing Boy said he vanished him into the kitchen. I need you to find him, and I need you to kiss him.
Is now really a good time?
Now is an excellent time. The best ever. Look, Captain McCrazy over there has a spell around this place. That's why those people can't get out the door. The spell will break if the Amazon kisses him.
Well, that's kind of creepy.
You think? Stay with me, please. The Amazon was able to destroy that wall of fire with a candle because the real destroys the magical.
Yeah, if you're waiting for me to make this connection, may I remind you that there is a really big snake?
All right. Look, he casts a spell that a forced kiss can break. But do you notice the two people who aren't at this reception are the bride and the groom? I'm betting that a real kiss, an honest-to-goodness, all-American, I-love-you kind of kiss, might just break the spell. And if there's one thing I know, it's that you and Claude love each other.
Bee, that's very sweet.
Save the day now. Make me puke later.
I'm going.
Okay, that's out of the way. Now to... Well, will you look at that? Our good detective has killed himself a snake. Nice work there, detective.
Much obliged, Bee.
Oh, shut up!
Ah! Bee!
Like my little present from the storm fairies?
You monster. Bee? Bee, wake up. Come on. Don't you even think about dying on me. Bee!
What hit me?
Oh, thank God.
Detective Danger?
Who? Oh, right, me.
What? Is there something in your trouser cuff?
My trouser cuff? Oh. Oh, that would be a magic flower.
Can you lean a little closer?
I don't think I cannot lean a little.
Oh, so there's where my flower went. Well, I hope you enjoy it. What? What? No! My spell, it's shattering. How could it possibly... You couldn't be... No!
He's gone.
Did we do that?
You mean, did we...
When we were...
Bee!
Hero, I see you found Claude.
Just a moment ago. He was locked in the freezer. I see the snake is gone. I guess it worked.
I guess it did. Opportunity is a dangerous thing, all right. Can lead you down paths it's probably best not to go down. Selena, would you believe it, has asked if it would be all right if she could come out once in a while when there's no apparent danger. I'm as shocked and appalled as the rest of you, but it seems she'd like to have an opportunity to get to know Benny on a more social level. I told her, we'll see, when what I wanted to say was no chance in creation. Frankly, the whole thing makes my skin crawl. Opportunity can also make a girl stop thinking straight. Make her think that her kissing a certain dashing man of mystery could possibly be the beginnings of something strong enough to, say, destroy an evil magic spell. It can make her feel that that flushed feeling was not the result of being hit by lightning, but being struck by something else altogether. It's stupid, really. And, of course, the other thing they say about opportunity is that it only knocks once. Just between you and me, folks, I hope they're wrong.
You have been listening to Detective Danger in the Amazon, Episode 6, A Midsummer's Fight Theme, produced by Seat of Our Pants Players, written and directed by Dan Wenzel. B was Jill Wenzel. Benny was Adam Gastingy. The Amazon was Andy Gastingy. Hero was Brianna Kuby. Claude was Rick Tennant. Corey was Andrew Dell. Francis and Demetrius were Aaron Manka-White. P.S. Blossom was Rebecca Scheimer. The Snug Woman was Liz Music. And Robin, the Merry Wanderer, was Dan Wenzel. Music and sound effects by www.freesfx.co.uk. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll talk to you later.